SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, reacting instead of responding? Like there's this whole other level of understanding life just out of reach? Well, guess what? That feeling? That's your intuition calling. It's a sign that it's time to step back, get introspective, and build some serious self-awareness. Because, my friends, knowing yourself is the ultimate superpower. Today we're diving into the world of introspection, not just staring at your reflection, but truly getting to know the inner workings of your mind and emotions. And trust me, this isn't about becoming a monk on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty cool. This is about practical tools you can use every day to navigate life with more clarity, purpose, and even a little bit of badassery. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your self-awareness game. First things first, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. I know, sounds obvious, right? But how often do we just let our emotions roll over us like a tidal wave without actually stopping to process them? Journaling, meditation, even just taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply and check in with yourself can make a world of difference. You'll start noticing patterns, those triggers that send your anxiety soaring, the situations that leave you feeling energized and motivated. Second, become aware of your physical sensations. We often ignore our bodies, but they're talking to us all the time. Pay attention to how your body feels in different situations. Is your heart racing? Are your muscles tense? That's your body giving you valuable feedback. It's telling you something is going on, whether it's excitement, fear, or even just hunger. Third, challenge your assumptions. We all have them, those ingrained beliefs about ourselves and the world. But are they really true? Or are they just old stories we've been repeating to ourselves? Take a step back and question your thoughts. Ask yourself, where did this belief come from, and is it serving me anymore? Fourth, seek feedback from others. We can be blind to our own strengths and weaknesses. Asking trusted friends or mentors for honest feedback can give you valuable insights into how you're perceived by others. It's like having a mirror that reflects not just your image, but also your impact on the world. And finally, practice self-compassion. This isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has flaws. Acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you're a work in progress, be patient with yourself and celebrate your growth along the way. You know that feeling when you're trying to figure out what someone wants or why they are acting a certain way? It can be so frustrating, right? Well, imagine if you could understand yourself better than anyone else. That's what self-awareness is all about. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you through the complexities of life. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you are in a meeting and someone makes a comment that really rubs you the wrong way. Instead of reacting impulsively, which might lead to a conflict or damage your reputation, you take a moment to pause and reflect. You ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Is it anger, disappointment, fear? By acknowledging your emotions, you can respond with more clarity and grace. Maybe you choose to address the comment calmly and respectfully, or perhaps you decide to let it go. Either way, self-awareness gives you the power to choose your response instead of being controlled by your emotions. So, what have we learned today? Self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about becoming more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and motivations. It's a journey of continuous learning and growth, but the rewards are immense. You'll be able to navigate life with greater clarity, purpose, and resilience. Ready to level up? Start by practicing some daily introspection. Write down your thoughts and feelings, pay attention to your physical sensations, and challenge your assumptions. Remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and most importantly, keep exploring the amazing depths of who you are. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-awareness. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who are committed to personal growth. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.